This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report with Alejandro Pena Esclusa, Venezuelan writer and geopolitical strategist. He's traveling. He's in Europe, driven out by the Maduro regime in Caracas, and very carefully helping me to understand what's going on inside the opposition in Venezuela. Also, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. There's much news out of Brazil and Venezuela together. And there's also an election pending within days in Honduras. Much to cover. Gentlemen, a very good evening to you. Alejandro, I begin with you with this significant document from the Department of State in these last hours, signed by Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. Foreign terrorist organization designation on Cartel of the Suns. This is the organization, narco-terror organization, that is said to be headed by Nicolas Maduro. Knowing this was coming explains a headline in the London papers in these last hours, where Maduro is not sleeping, not at all, is certain that he's about to be killed. That is the fate of the leaders of foreign terrorist organizations these last two decades. So perhaps he's not exaggerating. What is your understanding about Maduro? If he's that frightened, and he should be, what is his next move? Is there anyone offering him sanctuary? Is he thinking about running? Good evening to you, Alejandro.
Good evening, John. Actually, Maduro should escape. And he has the possibility, he has given the time and the possibility by the Trump administration, but for some reason he hasn't accepted. I can only guess that it's very difficult for him to escape alone or to escape with his wife, because he has such a large network inside of Venezuela that it's very difficult for him to go without resistance. For example, Diosdado Cabello, the second in command, and who is the guy in charge of the operations of the Cartel of the Suns, he would kill Maduro himself if Maduro tried to escape, because Diosdado hasn't got any offer to negotiate and to leave Venezuela. He's sentenced. But so other people, like the Minister of Defense, Padrino Vladimir, Padrino Lopez, also he wouldn't let Maduro go. They tell Maduro, either we all be saved or we all have to fight here inside of Venezuela. Probably that is the reason why Maduro hasn't yet escaped. And now probably it's too late. If he doesn't go today or tomorrow, then he'll have to face the consequences.
We have a report from Caracas. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez left her Caracas home with 12 SUVs and 6 motorcycles 2 hours before the Cartel of the Suns was designated a foreign terrorist organization. The report goes on to say, matter-of-factly, once you're designated foreign terrorist organization, you are a target of the United States of America, as in a drone target. Now, this is highly unusual, but it's been used for 20 years. We're both comfortable with it. Does this come as a surprise to the Venezuelan regime that they would be moved into this category, meaning they're marked for death? That's what it means, Alejandro.
Well, there is an explanation for that. Maybe people don't understand why, but it's a cartel like the Medellin cartel or the Cali cartel in Colombia years ago. You would remember this couple, Pablo Escobar Gaviria. They had these cartels, but it was business. They just wanted to get rich and have some power. But in this case, the Cartel of the Suns, it's a political organization who wants to attack the United States using drugs as a weapon, as a war weapon. And they use the financing of the drug to finance candidates all over Latin America. They use the power of the drugs politically to change governments, to change the will of the population, to finance electoral fraud, to become friends and allies of the Hezbollah, Iran, Russia, and Islamic fundamentalism in general. They give passports to terrorists, Venezuelan passports, so they can travel to the United States and to Europe freely. So they are a threat to the national security of the United States. It's exactly the same as Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda. So it is no surprise that they have become a target of the U.S. military force in the Caribbean.
Ernesto, a very good day to you. There are two competing stories out of Brazil. One is most immediate because it has video, which I urge everybody to look up. The protesters in COP30 in northern Brazil, in Belém, I believe, are very colorfully, very well decked out in indigenous clothing and icons, and are protesting Brazil's participation and Colombia's and Venezuela's, because the Amazon is much more than just Brazil, at COP30. It's very effective. It looks significant because this is one group of indigenous people representing all of them all over the continent. Does this move Brasilia? Do they understand that they're under pressure to respond at COP30 and back home?
Well, good day, John. Well, COP30, the climate negotiations, and the Lula administration, they all move. They tend to move in a way that they're protected by the media. They're protected from much of world opinion scrutiny by the media because of all the connections between the Latin American left wing and, let's say, North American and European left wing and media. But I think this time things went beyond the border. This protest by some indigenous people, lots of indigenous people, and people who are not indigenous but dressed in the same way in order to show their support. This has basically dismantled all the narrative that Lula and his people tried to sell with COP30 in Belém. By the way, apparently it was a mess during the last day of the conference. Part of the pavilion caught fire. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But the fact is, Lula, he announced, "Oh, this is going to be the COP of truth." Okay, and it kind of is, right? It turned, but not the way he thought. He thought, "Oh, we're going to combat misinformation." Now the real information is there. Indigenous people are not satisfied with the policies that either the Brazilian government or, let's say, the international community are taking regarding their lands, regarding their rights, regarding how they manage the environment. So the contrast between a government that is supposed to be green and the real, stakeholders, or the most important stakeholders, the indigenous populations, the narrative is totally destroyed. Lula is also under a lot of pressure because of something we didn't mention, but a big financial scandal broke last week, I think Thursday last week. An important investment bank in Brazil with connections with lots of authorities, the president of the CEO was arrested, and the bank was seized by the central bank. Apparently, some of those connections, at least, are going to be expounded. So the idea was to use, from the Lula point of view, to use COP and the climate as, a showcase of Brazil. But it's showing the real truth, a country that is plagued by corruption, plagued by financial scandals, plagued by lawfare and many other problems.
So the story that put Lula da Silva in jail continues under another name. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Jair Bolsonaro in jail, right? So they are also deciding to arrest. No, it's still as a provisional basis, former President Bolsonaro. But in order to control not only Bolsonaro himself, but the opposition is right. Coward. Everyone is afraid.
Let's come back to the Bolsonaro matter, because that connects to the United States. I'm speaking with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Alejandra Pina Esclusa, Venezuelan writer, traveling in Europe, whereas Ernesto's traveling in Africa. There's an election forthcoming in Honduras. It's a small country, and it has a very, very big, important moment here to demonstrate whether or not the continent is moving away from the pink tide of these last years and the corruption associated with it. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.